Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Laura Misjak, who is a reporter with the Lansing State Journal. Good evening, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. I know you're still at work, so thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us today. You've been covering this week the preliminary hearing in the case of two Lansing men involved in a double homicide in Lansing last week. What happened in the courtroom today? Is this going to move forward?
Yes, the judge, it was a 54A district court in downtown Lansing, and Judge DeLuca determined that they will stand trial in Ingham County Circuit Court. There's been no trial date set, but that's what he ruled today. So.
Okay, so it was a three-day preliminary exam?
Just a day and a half. It started yesterday.
Okay. Now, this case is interesting for several reasons. There's two people who are dead. I mean, so we'll start there. But, I mean, these are Lansing folks. The folks who are defendants now and will be heading to trial had both been students at Lansing Catholic High School. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And they were there. How old are they now?
The defendants are, Benjamin French is 22. And David Marion Jr. is 21. And then also one of the victims, Darren Brown Jr., he was 18. He was also a student there as well.
And that leads me to another question I had. Did they know each other in school? Were they all there at the same time? Were they friends and acquaintances from what you heard in the courtroom?
Yes, actually, Tyler Cole, who lived in the house where the two men who were killed also lived. He also went to Lansing Catholic, and he testified yesterday that, you know, he knew Darren Brown from school. He knew Benjamin French from school, although he said he didn't know him very well. And they knew David Marion Jr. also from school. So that's how they knew each other. I don't, you know, if you look at their ages, there's a bit of an age range there. I think about 4 years or so, or 3 years. So I'm not sure if they were all in the same grade, but they did know each other through Lansing Catholic.
And since we're talking about kind of the relationship between these men, had they three of them, there were three roommates. Tyler Cole was one, and then the two men who are dead. And the two men who are dead are Owen Goodnow and Darren Brown Jr. Did the two men who are now defendants, did they have a relationship currently? Had they been to this house before where the shootings took place?
Yes. Well, actually, there's a fourth roommate, but he didn't testify or anything, so he hasn't been mentioned in the stories. But yeah, during testimony yesterday, Tyler Cole said that one of the defendants, David Marion Jr., would stay over 3 to 4 nights a week, sleep on the couch in the living room, and if he didn't, you know, if he wasn't staying over, he would come over and visit for a few hours. Now, the other defendant, Benjamin French, had only been to the house once. He testified, and it was just about, I believe he said it was a few weeks before the shootings.
Now, what from your article, a very well-written article, because there's a lot of players involved in this, and so trying to sort them all out is interesting. What was the motive for this? There was a lot of money involved. It looks like it started out as a robbery, except there's a twist on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is all based on testimony.
Testimony at preliminary exam, correct.
Right. And a testimony today was from a Michigan State Police sergeant. One of them said he interviewed Benjamin French, and through that interview, he said that French told him that there was a plan. They had been planning for about a week to go to that house, him and the other defendant, and basically rob. It would be Owen Goodnow. So Owen Goodnow is not, he's from St. John's, so I'm not really sure how he knew some of the other people involved. But he lived there, he had a safe, and according to testimony, French told police that he believed there was $80,000 to $100,000 in that safe.
And there were also drugs involved. According to testimony during the preliminary exam, there were drugs involved at the scene?
Right. The first mention of drugs actually was yesterday when police went through the house, and they said they found a small amount of marijuana. But today, during testimony, they said within the safe. They didn't go into too much detail about what was found in the safe or anything like that, but there was money and there were drugs in the safe, which French told the state police sergeant that he kept for himself. And he said he split the money with the other defendant.
And when Tyler Cole, the roommate, came home, he found the two victims dead at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, okay.
Yeah.
What do we know about one of the detectives, I guess, or a police officer testified that the bedroom door was kicked in and it looked like the house had been ransacked as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the bedroom.
Okay.
Basically, Tyler Cole said that he came home from work, and the first thing he noticed was his two roommates' cars were parked in the road rather than the driveway, which was very uncommon. There were no cars in the driveway, so they would normally park in the driveway. So he went into the house through a side door. He walks in, and he sees his friend, Darren Brown, lying on the floor in the living room, and he thought that he was just sleeping. He had just taken an exam he knew that he had studied for a while. So he said during testimony that he called out to his friend and said, "How was your exam?" And there was no response. And then when he got closer, he saw that, you know, there was blood and that he was dead. So then he called out to Owen Goodnow. He didn't hear anything. He walked down the hallway to his bedroom, and the bedroom door, I guess, was slightly open, and he could see him in his bedroom. Now, the part about the door being kicked in, that was actually Darren Brown's bedroom door.
Okay.
So, and police and Tyler Cole testified that the door appeared to be kicked in. There were, you know, pieces of wood chips on the floor, and the bedroom appeared to be ransacked.
Okay. And what, I think I didn't ask you the right question off the top. What are these two men charged with?
They both face five charges. There's two charges of murder for both Owen Goodnow and Darren Brown Jr., and then armed robbery, felony firearm, conspiracy to commit armed robbery, and there's also conspiracy to commit murder in relation to Owen Goodnow's death.
Okay. Well, we'll be staying with this case and following it. I appreciate you kind of talking with us about it tonight, giving us a person inside. Did they have a reaction in the courtroom, the two defendants? We've got under a minute here.
No, with Benjamin French, I could see him really clear. I didn't see any reaction. And the other defendant, David Marion, I did see him speaking with his lawyer quite a bit, but I didn't see any, you know, they were paying attention to testimony.
Okay. So and they're held now, bound over for trial?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for your good reporting and for being willing to share that with us. I encourage folks to look at your story in the Lansing State Journal. We'll talk to you again soon, Laura.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Laura Misjak, Lansing State Journal reporter. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.